It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Sacramento Rivercats. It is the third game of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and the San Francisco Giants. Well, the series has been a split so far. Sacramento silenced the Rainiers bats in the opener, limiting Tacoma to just four hits and one run, and they won that game on Tuesday by a score of 4-1. Rainiers got them yesterday, though, with an impressive comeback after falling behind in the early innings 5-0. Tacoma was a strike away from losing the game in both the ninth and the tenth innings, and won 7-6 as Pat Valeika ended up getting the game-winning hit in the bottom of the tenth inning, a two-out, two-run single. So the Rainiers won yesterday 7-6 to even it up. Today, Connor Wade's on the mound. The right-hander's 0-2 with a 9.48 ERA. He makes his eighth start. He'll be opposed by Drew Strotman of Sacramento. He's 1-5 on the year with a 7.36 ERA. It is Tacoma and Sacramento. Game three of this series. Game nine of the homestand, which extends through the weekend. Well, once again, we have a ton of Tacoma Rainiers roster moves. We'll get to those as the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Tacoma hosting Sacramento tonight to game three of a six-game series. Right here's recently went 16 days without a single transaction, and now they're making up for lost time. Just player move after player move in the last couple of days. Can't tell the players without a scorecard, and even if you have a scorecard, it's hard to figure it out. Here are today's roster moves. Mariners option Taylor Trammell to Tacoma. Last night he is not reported yet, but we expect to see him tomorrow. Mike Ford is expected to be called up by the Mariners, who are off today. They expect to call him up tomorrow. Ford's been great for the Red Deers, of course. Cesar Hernandez, a veteran, opted out of his contract. He had a June 1 opt-out where he could become a free agent if he wasn't in the big leagues. Today's June 1st. He chose to become a free agent with Jose Caballero playing so well at second base for the Mariners. I think that Hernandez is going to look for a better spot somewhere else. So the Red Deers added a infielder named Justin Levy from extended spring training. He played for Everett last year. And then on the pitching side, Juan Ten and Darren McCacken both have reported to Tacoma. Ten in the bullpen. McCacken is going to start on Sunday. And Bernie Martinez and John Creel, the pitchers who filled in from Everett, they have gone back to the Everett Aqua Sox. All right, those are our roster moves for today. Let's get to the starting lineups right after this.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Sacramento Rivercats, the San Francisco Giants AAA club is managed by Dave Brundage. They have a record of 24 wins and 29 losses. Leading off for Sacramento, playing right field, is Luis Matos. Batting second, shortstop Tyler Fitzgerald. Hitting third and playing third base, the reigning Pacific Coast League Most Valuable Player, David Villar. In the cleanup spot, catching for Sacramento, the former Rainier, Jacob Nottingham. Hitting fifth, center fielder Shane Matheny. Batting sixth is designated hitter Clint Coulter. Hitting seventh and playing first base is Ford Proctor. Batting eighth, second baseman Will Wilson. And hitting ninth, the left fielder Michael Gigliotti. On the mound, right-hander Drew Strotman. Strotman's 1-5 with a 7.36 ERA. The Red Deers are 26-27 this year, trying to get to 500 today. John Russell, the manager of the Mariners AAA club. He'll lead off with the rehabbing Mariner Dylan Moore. He's at second base today. Batting second, playing center field, is Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, first baseman Cooper Hummel. In the cleanup spot is catcher Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth, right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter Adam Engel. Batting seventh, third baseman Pat Valeka. Hitting eighth and playing left field is Jack Larson. And batting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, Connor Wade, 0-2 with a 9.48 ERA. Our umpires, Matt Bates is behind the plate. Dane Ponczak at first base, and over at third, it's the crew chief, Cody Oakes. Tacoma and Sacramento in Game 3 of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to get things started here at Cheney Stadium. And Connor Wade working on his warm-up pitches. And Wade getting ready to face Luis Matos here on a nice day in the Pacific Northwest. Not a cloud in the sky. Sunshine pouring down on most of the field right now. A few shadows extended from the third base grandstand on the left side of things. First pitch of the game coming to Luis Matos, and it is taken for a strike, and we are underway. Matos, right-hand hitter, just 21 years old, impressive looking hitter for the River Cats. He takes a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Wade starts him out with back-to-back strikes. Wade looking for a bounce-back outing. He had a rough one on the first leg of this homestand against Las Vegas. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Matos. And one man is out here in the first inning. So one down, and now Tyler Fitzgerald will be the hitter. Rainiers wearing specialty jerseys today from for Tacoma Public Schools night. So now the pitch to Fitzgerald's in there for a strike. Tacoma Dome jerseys. Next pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Fitzgerald, hitting 292 in 18 games for Sacramento with three homers. Right-hand hitting shortstop. 1-1 pitch is hit up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit for Fitzgerald, so he is on with one away, and now David Villar will be the batter. Connor Wade, right-hander out of the University of Arizona, 31 years old, and he is making his eighth start this year. 0-2, 9.48 ERA. 31 and a third innings, 53 hits allowed, 21 strikeouts, 14 walks. David Villar now the batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Villar in his 10th AAA game of the season. He has spent most of this year in the big leagues with the Giants. 1-0 pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Wade working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. Now a throw to first, gets past Cooper Hummel, but the runner, Fitzgerald, does not advance. Hummel quickly got on the ball in foul territory, and Fitzgerald had scrambled to get back to the bag on the pickoff attempt, so he just holds it first. Two balls, no strikes, the count to Villar. Now Wade with his next delivery, and it is taken a little bit high, ball three. Wade throws a fastball right around 90 and then mixes in cutters. Three-0 pitch, swung on, bounced foul, and the count goes to 3-1. Delivery coming from Wade. Nope, another pickoff throw, and Fitzgerald is back in. Right, here's picked a runner off yesterday. Riley O'Brien picked off Jacob Nottingham in the ninth inning for a big out. 3-1 pitch is fouled off by Villar, and the count goes full, 3-2. Rainier's coming into play, one game under 500, 26 and 27. The team's played well of late, winning 7 of the last 10. Runner goes, pitch is popped up, foul, and that's out of play. Still a full count, 3-2. Last night's victory, a real good one for the Rainier's and a tough loss for the River Cats. Popped up again, but this time in fair territory, shallow right field. Coming in is Deloach, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two in the top of the first inning. Villar flies out to the right fielder. So two away, and now Nottingham comes to the plate. And Nottingham has caught Connor Wade this year when he was with the Red Ears. Now he's facing him as a hitter. And Wade's pitch is taken outside for a ball. Nottingham, 6-11 since joining the River Cats. Next pitch is taken at the knees for a called strike. One and one to count. Throw to first, and Fitzgerald is back in. Hummel holding him on at first. The Red Ears infield is Dylan Moore at second base, Mason McCoy at short, and Pat Valleca making the start at third. Outfield is Larson in left, Marlowe in center, and Deloach in right. Runner goes, pitches a swing and a miss for a strike. The throw is not in time. Stealing second base is Tyler Fitzgerald, his team-leading ninth steal of the year. He's tied with Matheny for the Sacramento stolen base lead. So they have a man in scoring position now, and the count's 1-2 on Nottingham. And the pitch from Wade is looped over first and into right field. Softly hit for a single. Coming around third and scoring is Fitzgerald. Nottingham with the two-out RBI single that was made possible by the stolen base. And the Rivercats take a 1-0 lead at the top of the first inning. Really softly hit to right here for Nottingham off the end of the bat, but it worked for him. So two outs and a runner at first, and now Shane Matheny is the hitter. And he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Matheny, the Bremerton native out of Olympic High School, and then Washington State University, hitting .225, two homers, 16 runs batted in. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball to Adele. .20 pitch, high ball three. Well, Wade behind in the count here, 3-0. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field. Lining it up is Larson. He's there, and he makes the catch for the final out in the top of the first. But Sacramento's on the board. They get a run on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. Sacramento 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Sacramento gets a run in the top of the first inning, and now the right ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. And the rehabbing Mariner, Dylan Moore, will start things off. Moore, 4 for 19 on the year on this rehab assignment. And the pitch from right-hander Drew Strotman is taken at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Strotman, 1-5 with a 7.36 ERA for Sacramento. Six starts, 9 appearances on the year prior to this one. His next pitch is outside for a ball. A lot of really short outings, even when starting, 2 innings, 3 innings. His last time out, he had his longest outing of the year, went 4 innings and allowed 1 run against a good Oklahoma City club, a really good Oklahoma City club. A pitch up and in for a ball to Moore. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch is outside. 3 balls, one strike. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes full, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch to Dylan Moore. And it is inside, ball four, and he draws a walk. So Moore will head down to first base. Rainiers get a runner, and now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Maybe Moore will get going on the base paths. He is known for his extremely aggressive base running with the Mariners. Now, pitch to Marlowe is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Marlowe hitting 248, three homers, 19 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch in on his hands. Count goes to 0-2. Now a toss to first and Moore's back in. Now the pitch is down and in. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch is a called strike three. And there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Stratman strikes out Cade Marlowe. And now Hummel is the batter. Hummel making the start at first base today. He had a two-out, game-tying RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning yesterday that sent the game into extras. Switch hitter, he bats left and takes the pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0 with the runner going is up high, throw down to second base, and they got Dylan Moore. Nice throw by Nottingham to get Moore trying to steal second base, tagged out by the shortstop, Fitzgerald. So a caught stealing. Goes 2-6. Close play down there, but they got him. Two outs, no one on. 2-0 count now to Hummel. And he takes a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Stratman pitched last year primarily with St. Paul, the Twins AAA club, although he also appeared in three games for the Texas Rangers affiliate, Round Rock, as Hummel yanks a liner down the first baseline, and that's got a chance to be extra bases into the corner. He is at second now and will stop there with a two-out double. Cooper Hummel pulls a double over the head of first baseman Ford Proctor. And that is Hummel's sixth double of the season. He's in scoring position with two outs for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe hitting cleanup today, batting 253, 10 homers, 32 runs batted in. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to straightaway center. Matheny back several steps and makes the catch, and that's the final out at the bottom of the first inning. O'Keefe flies out. The Red Ears do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the second inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
We're recording this Progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, Flo?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One nothing Sacramento. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Ears. He'll face Clint Coulter, Ford Proctor, and Will Wilson. Coulter, the Camas, Washington native, playing for Sacramento, takes the first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Coulter hitting 230 for the River Cats, three homers. He leads their team with 28 runs batted in. He takes a pitch inside now. Rainiers lost their RBI leader today, Mike Ford. So the next pitch misses for a ball. After a tremendous first 2 months for the Rainiers, Ford not official yet, but he appears to be on his way to the big leagues with the Mariners. Here's a swing and a bouncer to third base, fielded by Valleca, and throws to first in time for the out. What a way at the top of the second inning. And now Ford Proctor will be the batter. Hopefully Mike Ford will be able to produce for the Mariners and give them some production out of the designated hitter spot. I would imagine he'll get quite a few starts against right-hand pitchers in particular. Here's a pitch for a strike to Proctor. Now the pitch is fouled away. And the count goes to 0-2. With Ford in the big leagues, the Red Ears are getting Taylor Trammell back. Haven't had him yet this season. But he's always a big producer for the Red Ears when he's in the lineup here. Sears went outside to Proctor. Although Trammell's now going to leave the Red Ears with a lot of outfielders. Next pitch is outside to Proctor. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch, swung on, grounded up the middle, and past the diving Dylan Morn into right center field where it's picked up by Marlowe, and Proctor has a one-out single. So he's on, and now Will Wilson will be the batter. Next pitch, line towards center. On comes Marlowe. He's got to play it on a bounce. He's going to fire it to second, and in there, beating the throw is Proctor. A line drive single to center for Will Wilson, and back-to-back singles give the Rivercats a couple of men on with one out, and Michael Gigliotti is the batter. Gigliotti, left-hand hitter, hitting 242 with a couple of homers, 16 runs batted in. And a drag bunt up the first baseline, and it goes foul. And that is strike one. So two on, one out. No balls, one strike to Gigliotti, the number nine man in the Rivercats lineup. He had two hits and two walks yesterday. He hits one in the air towards left center. Marlowe ranges over. He's there, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning, and the runners hold. So Gigliotti flies out to Cade Marlowe in center field. And now Luis Matos will be the batter. Now the pitch is high. Want to know the count. Next pitch misses. Two oh coming. And it's swung on and hit towards left center. That's trouble. Into the alleyway, and it's going to get through and roll to the fence. And scoring from second is Proctor. They're waving in Will Wilson. He's going to score as well. A two-run double for Luis Matos. And the Rivercats now lead 3-0 here in the top of the second inning. Similar start to this game to what we had last night. Last night, the Red Ears spotted Sacramento 5 runs before Tacoma got to work on the comeback, which they began in the fourth inning and ended up winning the game. The Rainiers did 7-6. Fitzgerald now the batter, and the pitch is low and away, ball one. Fitzgerald singled and scored in the first inning. Now the pitch outside for a ball. Now the 2-0 in there for a strike. 2-1. Pitches outside now, ball three. Next pitch is swung on and fouled back. Full count, 3-2. And Wade bluffs a pickoff move to second base, but does not throw over. Matos last night made a big out on the bases, trying to steal third in the eighth inning of a one-run game with two outs. As there's a foul hit down the third baseline by Fitzgerald. Matos wearing the oven mitt for sliding out there at second base. Time called by Fitzgerald stepping out of the batter's box. And the pitch called, strike three, and down goes Fitzgerald, and that closes out the top of the second inning. Wade gets the strikeout, and it ends the top of inning number two, but Sacramento tacks on 2 more runs with 3 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Sacramento 3-0.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Sacramento leading the Red Ears 3-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium on Tacoma Public Schools night. A new tradition here with the Red Ears. It's been going on for 4 or 5 years now. As the first pitch to Zach Deloach, leading off the second from Drew Strotman, and it's fouled off, strike one. Red Ears are wearing these specialty jerseys, and this is a fun one the Red Ears have been doing each year now. So here's a swing and a miss for strike two. They do a contest in the Tacoma Public Schools where the kids try to design a Rainiers jersey, and then a winner is picked out, and they actually make that design into jerseys, and the Rainiers wear that uniform for a game. And then afterwards, the jerseys are auctioned off, and the proceeds from the auction go to Tacoma's public schools. So that's how it all works. So here's a check swing by Deloach. Did he go? Yes, he did. That's strike three, and one man is out in the bottom of the second inning. Strotman with his second strikeout. So this year's our artist, Solea Cozine, designed these jerseys that are a light blue, blue and white, white sleeves. A lot of light blue. As here's one inside to Adam Engel. And then the Tacoma Dome is depicted on the front of the jersey with the flag and the Rainiers script across the front. And a red numeral on the back. So there's a strike to angle, 1-1. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch is swung on, hit well towards left center field into the alley, and giving chase and running it down is the left fielder Michael Gigliotti, ranging far into the alley to haul that in. And that is out number two in the bottom of the second inning. Good contact here from Engel, but Gigliotti making the play. Two down for Valleca, who was the hero for the Red Ears last night. Had a big homer in the seventh inning that made it a one-run game as he takes a strike from Strotman. And then the Red Ears were down 6-5 in the bottom of the 10th, had runners at second and third with two outs, and Valleca hit the two-run single to right field to win it. This time he pops up. Will Wilson, the second baseman, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the second, three up, three down. We head to the third. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Three nothing. The Rivercats lead the Rainiers. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Sacramento has scored first in all three games of this series so far. We'll see if that trend continues. Here's a trend we need to have end. This is a trend that has been carefully tracked by the Rainiers PR man, Paul Braverman. So here's one outside to David Villar, leading off the third for Sacramento. Connor Wade on the hill for Tacoma. The Rainiers record by the day of the week. Here's a pitch in for a strike to VR, which is an utterly meaningless stat, but that doesn't change the fact that the Rainiers this year are they're winless on Thursdays. 0-7 on Thursdays. We need to get Thursdays off. Start playing on Mondays instead. Well, now the count goes to 2-2 on VR. Wade into his motion. And the pitch just barely misses. And the count is now full, 3-2. We're using the automated system today. Automated balls and strikes. We'll start using the challenge system tomorrow, where the human umpire calls the pitches, but the players can challenge. 3-2 is a swing and a miss. That's strike three. VR goes down swinging, and that's the third strikeout for Connor Wade. Got him swinging. Now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. He hit a two-out RBI single in the first. And the pitch is swung on and bounced to third. That's fielded by Valleca, and he throws high to first, and the leaping Hummel can't reel it in, and the ball's loose in foul territory. Chasing it and picking it up is the catcher, O'Keefe, down the right field line, and Nottingham ends up at second base. A throwing error for Valleca. Just let it sail high. He was throwing on the run, charging the ball. And it just plain got away from him. A two-base throwing error. Runner at second with one out for Shane Matheny. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. 35th error for the Red Ears this year in 54 games, including this one. They haven't had a big error problem this year. That's not been an issue. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Wade's next pitch is on the inside edge for a called strike, and that evens up the count, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch Swung on, bounced to the right side, and over to gobble it up is second baseman Dylan Moore. He throws out Matheny at first, and that is the second out of the inning. Nottingham is now at third. And Clint Coulter will be the batter. Coulter bounced out of the second. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is out. Called a strike on the outside edge. 0-1. Coulter out of Union High School in Camas. First round pick of the Brewers his senior year, 2012. He was a two-sport athlete for a while, as there's a swing and a grounder foul. Coulter was a terrific wrestler in high school. Finished eighth in the state as a freshman, and then his sophomore year, he won the state title in wrestling at 189 pounds. This was in 2010. But he was also really good at baseball and looking like a draft pick, which he became, and so he quit wrestling after winning the state championship and focused on baseball and got drafted in the first round by the Brewers. He calls time here for a moment. No balls, two strikes, the count to Coulter, who gets in something of a crouch at the plate, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Count remains no balls, two strikes. I wonder if Coulter's ever been in a baseball brawl, because those are usually just wrestling anyway. 0-2 pitch, swinging a foul tip at the plate. Wade's 0-2, swung on and popped up foul. That's going to go into the seats behind home plate. Still no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is bounced foul. Wade ready, the 0-2, swung on, grounded towards third, fielded by Valleca. He gets another chance here, and he fires to first accurately and in time for the out. And that wraps up the top of the third. No runs in the inning for Sacramento. No hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third, Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Yeah.
We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing. Jack Larson, Mason McCoy, and Dylan Moore to bat this inning against Drew Strotman. Strotman's pitch to Larson is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Larson back in the starting lineup today. He's reached base safely in 15 consecutive games. 0-1 pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. And he was all over the base paths in the Las Vegas series last week. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Vegas walked him 13 times in a six-game series. Unbelievable. He also had 7 hits, so he was on base 20 times in 6 games against Vegas. Now a check swing bouncer foul. Larson running a .506 on base percentage for Tacoma in his first 19 AAA games. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, and he does not reach base this time. Strike 3, Strotman has his first strikeout, and now Mason McCoy is the hitter. McCoy, right-hand batter. And the pitch swung on and hit sharply towards left center, but ranging over is Matheny, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Solid contact from Mason McCoy, but it's caught by Matheny. So two down, and now Dylan Moore will be the hitter. Moore walked in the first. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the pitch, check swing, bouncer, foul, first base side. O-2 coming from Strotman. Fastball up and in. 1-2. Game four of this series tomorrow night is at 7:05, fireworks night. One-two pitch. Outside for a ball. Nottingham thought that was going to be a strike, but the robot umpire said no. Nottingham kind of laughing a little bit. Two-two pitch coming. And it swung on and bounced up the middle. And on the other side of the bag, fielding it is the second baseman, Wilson. And he throws out Dylan Moore to wrap up the bottom of the third inning. So three up, three down. And we now head to the fourth. It remains Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
3-0. The Rivercats lead the Red Ears. We've played three innings here at Cheney Stadium. Head to the fourth now. Connor Wade on the mound for Tacoma. He'll face Ford Proctor, Will Wilson, and Michael Gigliotti. Proctor singled and scored in the second. He's one for one, left-hand hitter, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now Wade into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and hit high in the sky to center field. Marlowe with plenty of time to get in position, and he makes the catch. One man's out at the top of the fourth. Proctor flies out to center. And now Will Wilson will be the hitter. We'll check out what happened in the Pacific Coast League last night. First place Oklahoma City and second place Reno are going head-to-head in a series right now that is being played in Oklahoma City. So there's one up high for a ball to Wilson. And Oklahoma City won the opener on Tuesday, but Reno bounced back with a win yesterday, 6-5. Here's one outside, 2-0. The Aces took a 6-5 lead early. It was the fifth inning. The score was 6-5, and then no one scored again the rest of the way. 2-0 pitch is ball three. Alec Thomas had a single, a double, and a triple for Reno. Jake Hager hit a two-run homer. Oklahoma City had a three-run homer from Yanni Hernandez, his first homer in nearly a calendar year. He's not a power guy, he's a speed guy. There's a pitch in for a strike to Wilson. With the win, Reno picked up a game on Oklahoma City. Still, they're seven games back. A 3-1 pitch inside. Ball four, one-out walk issued to Wilson. First walk issued by Wade today. And now Michael Gigliotti is the batter. Remember, we're playing a split season format this year. It's a 150-game schedule. Whoever's in first after 75 games wins the first half title, clinching a playoff spot and home field advantage. Pitch to Gigliotti is a swing and a miss for a strike. So 53 games have been played, 22 remain going into today's action. Oklahoma City with a seven-game lead with 22 to play over Reno. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. Checking in on the league's leading hitter, Philip Evans of Reno, who carried the batting average over 400 for a long time, but he has fallen off lately. As there's a called strike three, down goes Gigliotti, and two men are out. Strikeout number four for Wade, and now Luis Matos will hit. Evans had a good game yesterday for Reno in their victory, two hits and two walks. He is now hitting 380. When Reno was here 3 weeks ago, he was up around 440. So here's a pitch in there for a strike to Matos. Tossed to first by Wade, and back in safely is Wilson. Round Rock and Sugar Land split a doubleheader yesterday. That was played at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Round Rock won the first game 7-6. Walked him off on a game-winning RBI double by Jordan Prochers. And then Sugarland won the second game. So now the 0-2 is outside. Sugarland didn't win in the ninth inning. They won the game 6-4, but they could have theoretically walked off Round Rock in Round Rock's ballpark because Sugarland was playing as the home team at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. There's one outside for a ball. The second game of the doubleheader was a makeup of a rainout on April 7th. And the game was originally scheduled to be played in Sugarland. It got rained out. They made it up yesterday when the two teams met again in Round Rock, and Sugarland got to be the home team. Here's an end of the bat blooper that falls into right field for a base hit for Matos. Wilson goes all the way to third, and Luis Matos has his second hit of the game, an opposite field single. And Sacramento has runners at first and third with two outs for Tyler Fitzgerald. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. I wonder what it's, I mean, it must be really confusing for the casual fan. If even that, you know, just someone who goes to one or two AAA games a year. You live in Round Rock, Texas, outside of Austin there, and you're like, ah, a friend got tickets to the game, let's go, and you get there. And it's a doubleheader, and in one of the games, the home team is not even the home team. They're batting first, and the visitors are batting second. What in the world's going on? 1-0 pitch to Fitzgerald. Hit of the air towards right. This is playable for Deloach moving towards the foul line. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Fitzgerald flies out to right, and that does it for Sacramento. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Three nothing Sacramento with the lead over the Rainiers. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cade Marlowe to lead things off against Drew Strotman, and the first pitch is over for a called strike. Next pitch is in for a strike, and it's 0-2 to Marlowe. Struck out looking in the first. Now the next pitch is up and away for a ball. One-two pitch down low. Two balls, two strikes. Right here's with just one hit so far against Stratman. That was Hummel's double in the first inning. He's on deck right now. 2-2 to Marlowe. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider. And one man is out at the bottom of the fourth. So here comes Hummel. One for one with the double. Couple more games in the league last night. Salt Lake defeated Albuquerque in Salt Lake City 6-1. Joe Adell was 3-for-4 with his league-leading 18th home run for the Bees. So the pitch to Hummel is outside for a ball. And Luis Leto, who pitched very well against the Rainiers earlier this season, he started for Salt Lake and went six innings and allowed one run. Here's one inside now to Hummel. Albuquerque's lone run came on a solo homer by Aaron Shunk, who had three hits and is hitting .340 with 10 homers. Here's one outside now to Hummel. Shunk, a Triple-A rookie. Rockies prospect. 3-0 pitch. Outside ball four, four-pitch walk. Hummel will head down to first base. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. And then we had a PCL special in Vegas, where the PCL special is always on the menu. El Paso playing at Las Vegas this week. And yesterday, El Paso scored 20 runs, which was enough to win the game. So here's a pitch high for a ball to O'Keefe. El Paso beat Las Vegas 20-5. El Paso had 23 hits. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1 now to O'Keefe. One delivery. It swung on and hit solidly towards left center. And that's going to get down into the alleyway and roll for a while. Hummel's on his way around third. The center fielder picks it up. Hummel's heading home. The relay is not in time. Hummel scores. It's an RBI double for Brian O'Keefe. The Rainiers are on the scoreboard. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma 1. O'Keefe hitting one to the gap in left center. And driving in Hummel from first base. And now Zach Deloach comes to the plate representing the tying run. That double was O'Keefe's 10th of the season, and he's up to 33 runs batted in. Deloach struck out of the second. He's 0-for-1, and it's a foul. There's strike one. More from that El Paso game. El Paso is playing the Major League veteran Jose Iglesias at shortstop while he tries to get back to the big leagues. His performance last night in Vegas is going to help him, as here's one that misses for a ball. Iglesias went 5-for-7 with 3 home runs and 8 runs batted in. That's a good night in Vegas. Here's a swing and a foul back by Deloach. He hit a solo homer and two-run homers, and then he drove in 3 more runs with his other hits. Now the 1-2 is hit in the air down the left field line. Gigliotti sliding in foul ground. He can't make the play. It's a foul ball, and he hit the padded wall pretty hard in his sliding attempt, and he's a little slow to get up. Gigliotti trying to walk it off. He banged up his leg there, sliding into that fence, trying to make the catch. And he's moving around slowly over there. Just missed being able to make an attempt to catch that ball and hit that fence with his leg. He appears to be all right. Got checked on by a couple teammates. just needs a moment, but he's telling the right ears relievers of the bullpen through the fence that he's okay. There's a better look at it on MILB TV. Yeah, he hit it knee first, and his head hit that pad as well. One ball, two strikes to DeLoach. His play is ready to resume now. And Strotman's pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to center, right to Matheny, who makes the catch for the second out. And then he drops the ball on the transfer to his hand before throwing it back in. And so O'Keefe advances to third base. The out's recorded. He caught it. O'Keefe wasn't going to advance. And then Matheny dropped the ball. And so O'Keefe tagged and went to third. And oh boy, did they just call O'Keefe out for not tagging up? They have called a third out of this inning. Perhaps O'Keefe never actually tagged up. I'm guessing that's the call, an appeal at second base to wrap up the inning. Wow. So DeLoach flies to center, and O'Keefe never went back and touched second, and they get him out by just touching second base, throwing the ball to second base and tagging the bag for the final out of the inning. We'll get the official ruling on that during the break. But the Red Ears get one run here in the fourth on one hit. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the fifth. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we're on to the fifth inning, and Sacramento leading Tacoma 3-1. The Red Ears just got the first out of the fifth inning. VR hitting a ball up the middle, deflected by Wade, right to the second baseman, Dylan Moore, who threw to first to retire VR. So one man is out in the fifth on two pitches. And now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. During the break, I went over to the press box and talked to official scorer Gary Brooks, and just a straight appeal at second base. O'Keefe was the runner at second. The fly ball was hit to center. It was a routine play. Matheny caught it, putting out the batter as there's a pitch in for a strike. O'Keefe never tagged up. He was just standing there a few feet away from the base, small lead. And then the center fielder, Matheny, dropped the ball, trying to throw it back in. So here's one to Nottingham that misses. One ball, one strike. So O'Keefe took off for third, but he had never tagged up. And so the second baseman's being credited with a putout as there's a foul down the third baseline. And it's a double play to end the bottom of the fourth inning. So a mistake the center fielder dropping the ball led to a mistake. The runner advancing without tagging up, and it all worked out in favor of Sacramento. Here's one up high to Nottingham. Two balls, two strikes. And now this pitch is inside, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes to Jacob Nottingham. And the payoff is swung on and hit in the air to left, and that'll get down for a base hit in front of Larson, and Nottingham has his second hit today. He's played in four games for Sacramento since leaving the Red Ears and joining the Giants organization. And he's had two hits in each game he has played in for the Rivercats. Matheny, the batter, he swings at the first pitch. It hits a liner into center field. That's a base hit, and Nottingham takes second and stops there. It's a single for Matheny. Two on, one out in the top of the fifth. And now Clint Coulter will be the batter. The Rainiers pitching coach Jairo Cuevas is going to go out to the mound, and so is Brian O'Keefe, and they're going to have a little meeting, and it looks like the infielders are coming in as well, and the Rainiers are starting some bullpen activity. The Rainiers pitching staff has been thrown into a state of disarray due to roster moves, and the bullpen has logged a lot of innings the last couple of days. And on top of that, the Red Ears do not have a starting pitcher listed for tomorrow. So, just a TBD. And that was the case right before game time today. Manager John Russell said, we don't know yet who's pitching tomorrow. So, a little... The bullpen continuing to be leaned heavily upon by the Rainiers right now. It'll settle down. The Rainiers are getting McCacken back into the rotation. He's going to start on Sunday. So now the pitch to Coulter, lined and off the glove of the leaping Dylan Moore. The ball trickles into shallow center field, and it's going to be a base hit for Coulter. The bases are loaded with one out. Moore so close to a leaping catch that probably would have resulted in a double play. And instead, it goes as a single for Clint Coulter. That is the ninth hit for the Rivercats, who have loaded the bases with one out for Ford Proctor. Left-hand batter who is one for two of this game. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. So 0-1 to Proctor. And the pitch is popped up foul down the third baseline. Valleca over, but it's out of play. No balls, two strikes. Two pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Now a swing and a liner towards left field. There's Larson. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Nottingham. He's heading home. He's going to score. The other runners hold up, and Sacramento leads it 4-1. A sacrifice fly off the bat of Ford Proctor. So two on, two out for Will Wilson, who has singled and walked in this one. Looks like the Red Ears have Wyman warming up in the bullpen, left-hander Blake Wyman. Here's the pitch from Wade, and it's a curve outside, ball one. Now the pitch is taken at the knees for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now a snap throw after the pitch to second base by O'Keefe, but getting back in is Matheny. Count 2-1 now to Will Wilson. Wade trying to close out the top of the fifth. He's approaching 100 pitches. And the 2-1 is a swing and a miss and a change, and the count's even, 2-2. Wilson out in front of that one. Now the pitch. Called strike three on the outside edge, and down goes Wilson, and that closes out the top of the fifth. Strikeout number 5 for Connor Wade, but Sacramento adds another run on 3 hits. There were no errors and 2 runners left on base. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1. Adam Engel leading off for the Red Ears, and he takes a strike from Drew Strotman. It's 0-1. Engel in his third game since being signed by the Mariners and assigned to AAA Tacoma. He hits a grounder left side, and it is deflected by the diving third baseman VR and goes into left field, and that'll be a base hit for Engel. Engel now 3-for-10 as a Rainier. And that's a leadoff single here in the fifth. Now Pat Valeka will be the batter. Pitch to Valeka is a little low for a ball. Next pitch, fouled off. 1-1 to Valeka. A pitch is high. Two balls, one strike. Breaking ball inside with a runner going, and it is a stolen base as Engel steals second ahead of the throw from Nottingham, and he's now in scoring position. And the count now 3-1 to Valleca. So Valleca now with an RBI opportunity. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Hit the fencing, I guess, in front of the Rainier's dugout, but hit maybe a solid post or something because it ricocheted right past the feet of Eric Ferris, the third base coach, who had his back to it and went all the way out to the pitcher's mound. Foul ball, pinball. 3-2 pitch. Up high, ball four, and Valleca draws the walk, and the Rainier's have two on with no one out. Trailing 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Larson struck out his first time up today, 0-1. He has not yet hit his first triple-A home run. The pitch from Strotman is taken outside for a ball. Strotman, by the way, in his longest outing of the year tonight, this is the first time he's pitched into the fifth inning. 1-0. Lined off the glove of the leaping Proctor. The ball goes to Wilson, who's going to throw to second base where the shortstop is covering, and they get the force out on Valleca. A rocket to the right side. Proctor, the first baseman, leaping, deflected it with his glove. It was picked up by Will Wilson, who threw to the shortstop for the force out. Valleca, who was the runner at first base, who was forced out, he didn't know if he should go back to first base because at first it looked like Proctor was going to catch that thing, and then it turned out he didn't catch it, and Valleca had to turn around and run to second, and he couldn't make it there. He's thrown out. 3-4-6 if you're keeping score. First baseman to the second baseman to the shortstop covering. Larson reaches out a fielder's choice. Engel is at third with one out for Mason McCoy, and Garvin Alston, the pitching coach for the River Cats, is going to call a team meeting out there on the hill, and they're having a chat and also buying some time for a pitcher warming up in the Sacramento bullpen, and that appears to be the left-hander Nick Swinney. So McCoy batting now with runners at first and third and one out. He's been swinging a hot bat recently. 6-game hitting streak coming into this one. And the pitch is low for a ball. McCoy made solid contact his first time up today, hitting a line drive, but it was caught by the center fielder. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. 2-0. Pitch, low, ball three. So 3-0. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Count goes to 3-1. 3-1 pitch catches the inside edge, and now it's a full count, 3-2. So 3-2, one out. The pitch grounded right to the second baseman, Wilson. He feeds Fitzgerald for one on to first in time for two. The Rivercats get the double play grounder to escape the jam in the fifth inning. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit. No errors and one man left on. We go to the sixth. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
It's 4-1. Sacramento leads the Red Ears. We head to the sixth inning of play. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Blake Wyman, in from the bullpen. And they will face Michael Gigliotti, Luis Matos, and Tyler Fitzgerald. So left versus left on this leadoff man, Gigliotti. The pitch is a slider outside for a ball, 1-0. Connor Wade went five innings, allowed 9 hits, 4 runs. They were earned. He walked one and struck out 5. 1-0 pitch, down and in for a ball. 2-0. Wyman's appearing in his 18th game of the season for the Red Ears. He's been with the team since opening day. He's 1-3 with a 5.24 ERA. 22 and a third innings pitched. 22 hits allowed, 18 strikeouts, 13 walks. Oh, he misses for ball 3, 3-0. Pitch. Fastball for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Pitch. Called a strike. Count is full, 3-2. And the payoff is a breaking ball that misses ball 4. So a leadoff walk drawn by Gigliotti. And now Luis Matos is the hitter. Matos 2-for-3 today, including a 2-run double with 2 outs in the second inning. And he swings and lifts one foul down the right field line, and that's out of play. Time for our Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas lost yesterday to Midland 9-2, although that Arkansas affiliate is 11 games over 500 on the year. Well, Matos drills one to right field deep and back, and it is gone. An opposite field two-run homer for Luis Matos. His first AAA home run. The San Francisco Giants 21-year-old outfield prospect, a pure hitter, and he just hit that one out of here to the opposite field for his first Pacific Coast League homer. It is 6-1. So Matos is now a triple shy of the cycle. He's already hit two triples since joining Sacramento, so I guess he's drawn live on that. Here's Fitzgerald, and the pitch is down low for a ball. Want to know the count. And Wyman's next pitch is a swing and a miss, and that evens things up 1-1. Emerson Hancock, the Mariners' first-round draft pick in 2020, started for Arkansas last night at AA. He's been there for a while with the Travelers. So here's one down low for a ball to Fitzgerald. And he's just been maddeningly inconsistent this year for Arkansas. It seems like every game he pitches is either an absolute gem or the exact opposite of that, which is what happened yesterday when he allowed 8 runs in 4 innings. He never has an average start where he goes 6 innings and allows 3 runs. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Fitzgerald. It's either like 6 innings of 2-hit ball or what happened yesterday. Two-two pitch. Outside, ball 3 to Fitzgerald. Other top prospects in the org, Harry Ford on base 3 times for the Everett Aqua Sox last night in a 3-2 win, 11 innings over Hillsboro, the Diamondbacks affiliate. Here's a grounder to short by Fitzgerald. McCoy fields it and throws to first in time for the out. And that's the first out at the top of the 6th inning. And now David Villar will be the batter. So Harry Ford at Everett, 1-for-3 with 2 walks yesterday. He's the 20-year-old catcher, Mariners' first-round pick in 2021. And playing at the advanced Class A level in the Northwest League. Here's a ball to VR. And Ford hitting .259 there, but more walks than strikeouts. In fact, a ton of walks. He has 45 walks drawn in the first 2 months of the season with 37 strikeouts. So here's a foul out of play. Those 45 walks have his on-base percentage at .436. He's showing some pop. He's hit 6 homers. And he's driven in 26 runs. So there's a foul out of play. His OPS is .860. And he's very young for the level at Advanced Class A. It's Harry Ford. One-two pitch. Called. Strike 3. Got him. And down goes VR as Wyman just painted the outside corner. Two men gone. Here's the pitch to Nottingham, and it's a slider for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Wyman with the 0-1. And this one is down and in. 1-1. Now a liner to left, and that's going to get down for another hit for Nottingham, his third of this game. Larson gets it in, and it's a two-out single for Jacob Nottingham. Now Shane Matheny is the batter. Nottingham now 9 for 15 since joining the River Cats, hitting 600. The Rainiers didn't get this Nottingham. Here's a pitch down low to Matheny. In his 17 games for Tacoma, he hit 200, although he did hit for power. He hit four homers. Since joining the River Cats, he's been lacing singles. There's a pitch in there for a strike to Matheny. 1-1. One pitch. Breaking ball down low. 2-1. Two-one pitch in there for a called strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Now breaking ball outside. Full count, 3-2. Runner goes with two outs. The pitch is hit through the hole between short and third and into left field. A base hit for Matheny. Nottingham stops at second base as Larson gets it in, and Matheny has his second hit of the game. River Cats are up to a dozen hits in this one. They lead 6-1 in the top of the sixth inning. And now Clint Coulter will be the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside. Next one from Wyman is a swing and a bouncer towards third. That's a fair ball. Valleca fields it, makes the long throw to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. But Sacramento tacks on two more runs on the first triple-A homer by Luis Matos. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors, two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1. New pitcher into the game for the River Cats, left-hander Nick Swinney, who is in relief of Drew Strotman, who went 5 innings, allowed 3 hits and 1 run, walked 2 and struck out 4. Nice outing for him. Dylan Moore will be the batter. Swinney, 24-year-old lefty out of North Carolina State, second-round pick in 2020, and his first pitch to Dylan Moore is in there for a strike. Swinney began the year at AA Richmond, had a 1.15 ERA, and got moved up to AAA for his first time in his career. Next pitch is fouled away. This is his fifth appearance for the River Cats. He's without a record and has a 3.52 ERA. This is his first year pitching as a reliever. He was a starter last year in the Northwest League as he misses down low to Moore. And then this year they moved him to the bullpen and they seem to be fast-tracking him through their system as he was only in AA for 6 appearances, and they bumped him up to AAA. Moore looking for his first hit of the game. He has walked and grounded out. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. That is strike 3. Nice curveball from Swinney. And there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Cade Marlowe will now be the batter. Marlowe 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. And the pitch is a breaking ball. Outside, ball 1. 6-1 Sacramento in the sixth inning. Next pitch outside, ball 2. But the Red Ears have been comeback kids on this homestand. Now the 2-0 is hit high in the sky to center field. Matheny tracking it back, and he will make the catch, and there's out number 2. Marlowe flies out to center. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel's reached base twice in this one with a double and a walk, and he scored the Red Ears' lone run in the fourth inning. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. One delivery, breaking ball down and in. 1-1. One pitch down low. Two balls, 1 strike. And the pitch is lined right to the shortstop and caught by Fitzgerald for the final out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Red Ears go in order, 3 up, 3 down. And we head to the seventh at Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Well, we go to the seventh inning, and Sacramento leading Tacoma 6-1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, making his 2023 Red Ears debut, right-hander Leon Hunter. And he's in relief of Blake Wyman, who went one inning, allowed 3 hits, 2 runs. They were earned, walked one, struck out one. Hunter has not pitched in a game this season other than in extended spring training, which are unofficial games. He just joined the Red Ears yesterday from the Mariners' Peoria complex. Last year, he pitched for the Everett Aqua Sox and was 7-4 there with a 4.63 ERA. And Hunter has pitched in one game for Tacoma before in 2021. He pitched a couple of innings in one appearance for the Red Ears. Well, a delay to get things started here in the seventh because of a problem with the PitchCom system inside the helmet of the Red Ears catcher, Brian O'Keefe, or some sort of equipment problem. It may not be with the PitchCom system, but it is. So they are working on that now. Pitching coach Jairo Cuevas helping him out. So a little delay in the action here for a moment. Hunter joined the Red Ears from extended spring training yesterday to provide some pitching depth for the Red Ears bullpen. He was originally drafted by the Texas Rangers in 2019. Signed by the Mariners for the 2021 season. As the pitch is down low for a ball to Proctor, 1-0 the count. And Hunter is from North Carolina and a 26-year-old righty. He gets a grounder to second base off the bat of Proctor, and Dylan Moore will throw out Proctor at first, and one man's gone on 2 pitches in the top of the seventh inning. So Hunter gets a quick out, and now Will Wilson will be the bat. Well, one of the huge stories off the field in baseball this year is the never-ending saga of the future of the Oakland A's and their potential relocation to Las Vegas that is not yet firmed up. As here's a pitch outside to Wilson for a ball. And suddenly, in the last 2 days, the Red Ears opponent here, Sacramento, has found itself in the rumors mix involving the Oakland A's. So now the count's 2-0 to Wilson. And the pitch is fouled away. The latest Oakland A's stadium proposal, which may or may not get approved, we don't know yet, but it is to build a major league ballpark on the Las Vegas Strip where the Tropicana stands now. And the latest version has that stadium opening in 2028, Now the 3-1 pitch is on its way to Wilson. And they're swinging a little bouncer, foul, third base side. If that all gets approved and they start building that ballpark, those are big ifs. The A's major league team may be looking to play somewhere in the interim because their lease at the ballpark in Oakland ends after next season. So the 3-1 pitch is grounded right to short, and that's scooped up by McCoy. Throw it to first in the dirt, picked by Hummel for the out. And two men are gone at the top of the seventh inning. And now Michael Gigliotti will be the batter. At first, there was talk that maybe the A's, if they needed an interim home, would play at Las Vegas Ballpark, the home of the AAA team, the Aviators. But apparently that's been kind of squashed, at least for the moment. The pitch to Gigliotti is hit foul third base side. Now there are rumors coming out of Sacramento that the A's could potentially play at Sutter Health Field, the home of the River Cats, Sutter Health Park. As here's one outside for a ball. The mayor of Sacramento was really coy about it when he was recently asked about that subject. Now the pitch fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. So a ball and two strikes to Gigliotti. Hunter with the pitch, and it is down low. Two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a little bouncer up the middle, and it just is beyond the reach of Dylan Moore, and it trickles into center field. A two-out single for Michael Gigliotti. So Gigliotti with a grounder up the middle. And here's Luis Matos, who needs a triple for the cycle, which is plausible for him. He's actually hit two triples in his first 62 at-bats since joining Sacramento. He has singled, doubled, and homered in this game, and he has driven in four. This kid's just 21 years old. And the pitch from Hunter is fouled away. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. And the next pitch is swung on, grounded into right field. A base hit the other way for Matos, who truly uses the whole field. And he now has four hits in this game. Gigliotti stopped in second, so two on, two out for Fitzgerald. This guy can really hit. Matos now, let's see, he was 3-for-5 yesterday, 3-for-5 in the opener, that's 6-for-10. He is 10-for-15 in this series, goodness gracious. Pitch to Fitzgerald now is popped up foul and out of play on the first base side. Owen won the count to Fitzgerald. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch coming. And it swung on and fouled away. And the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch from Hunter, swung on, grounded right to McCoy, who bobbles it, picks it up, flips it to second in time for the out, and the inning is over. And Leon Hunter works a scoreless top of the seventh. No runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the stretch. It's Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh. Right here is trailing by a score of 6-1. First pitch to Brian O'Keefe leading off the inning is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Nick Swinney retired the side of the sixth, and he's still out there in the seventh for his second inning of work, and his next pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count is even. One ball, one strike to O'Keefe. Now the pitch, swung on, grounded up the middle, and throw into center field. A base hit for O'Keefe to get things started here in the seventh. His second hit of the night. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach 0 for 2. Left-hand hitter. Has hit safely in 15 of his last 16 games and has reached base safely in 17 in a row, but not yet today. Swinney's pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Next pitch. Popped up behind third, shallow left. In comes Gigliotti. He can't reach it. It lands in foul territory near the rolled up tarp. One ball, one strike now to Deloach. Deloach. Facing the lefty here. He's actually hit for a higher average against left-hand pitching than right-hand pitching so far this year. 1-1 up high for a ball, 2-1. Hitting 322 against lefties, 282 against righties, although three of his four homers have come against right-handers. Two-one pitch, breaking ball outside, ball three. Everybody lift your hands. It's So three balls, one strike, and the pitch from Swinney is swung on, hit in the air to left field. This is pretty deep. Gigliotti's back. He's still going back, and it is gone at opposite field. Two-run home run for Zach DeLoach, his fifth of the year. And the Red Deers make it a 6-3 ball game. DeLoach lifts one out of here to left. That's his second homer of the year off of a left-handed pitcher. Fifth overall. And now Dave Brundage is going to go get his lefty and bring in a right-handed reliever from the bullpen to face Adam Engel. While this is a stretch of the lineup where four of Tacoma's next five batters are right-handed hitters. So we'll take a break for a pitching change. Bottom of the seventh with the score, Sacramento 6, Tacoma 3.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
6-3, Sacramento now leads Tacoma after the DeLoach homer, and the new pitcher is Jorge Guzman, and his first pitch to Adam Engel is fouled back. That is strike one. There's no one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Red Deers just got the two-run homer that caused Sacramento to make a change on the mound. Guzman's next pitch down and in for a ball to Engel. Guzman in his 20th appearance for the Rivercats, tied for the team lead. He's 1-2 with a 3.42 ERA, and there's a swing and a miss by Engel. Guzman now with a 1-2 pitch. Time was called by the batter, and the pitch did not count. So Engel called time there. Guzman, 16 strikeouts, 19 walks, and 23 and two-thirds innings. His next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, gets Engel, and one man is out in the bottom of the seventh. Now Pat Valleca will be the hitter. Valleca has popped up and walked so far. Now the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Guzman's next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Guzman, 27-year-old righty from the Dominican Republic. Played at three different levels in the San Francisco farm system last year, both A-ball teams and Double-A Richmond. This year he's been with Sacramento all year. Valleca with a liner to right, and it drops in front of the diving Matos, and he misses it completely, and the ball goes all the way to the fence. And around to third is Valleca with a slide, and the Red Deers have a one-out triple. Pat Valaika with his first triple of the year. Matos came in on this sinking liner and made the diving attempt, came up short, and was unable to block the ball at all. So it shot past him and went all the way to the fence. Valaika with a triple. And Al Larson with an RBI opportunity with a runner at third and one out. Let's see if Larson could get him in and make this a two-run game. The pitch to Larson is inside and low, ball one. Larson has struck out and grounded out so far. Next pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. Two-oh pitch, outside, ball three. And now there's a pitch in for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. There's ball four, up and away. Larson drawing his walk. He reaches, and now he has reached base safely in 16 straight games. The Red Deers have the tying runners on base here with one out. The go-ahead run in, the tying run at the plate. Let me get this straight here. 6-3, they have runners at first and third with one out. So McCoy, the tying run in the batter's box. 0-2 of this game with a line out to center and a double play grounder. Jorge Guzman on the hill. Right versus right here. The pitch to McCoy, swung on and bounced foul. First pitch changeup thrown by Guzman to McCoy. Now the 0-1 is down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1. Down low and away. Two balls, one strike. Rainiers came back from a five-run deficit yesterday. Came back a couple of times in the win on Sunday against Vegas. So here's a pitch in there for a strike. And it's now 2-2 to McCoy. And then there was the near comeback on Friday when Tacoma trailed 12-2 in the fifth inning, 10-run deficit, and ended up losing by just one and had the tying and winning runners in scoring position in the ninth inning. 2-2 pitch, bounced foul, still 2-2. They have been comeback kids recently. They had another one on last Wednesday against Vegas, where they were down by a run in the bottom of the ninth, tied it, down by a run in the bottom of the tenth and won it. These things have been happening recently. 2-2 pitch, grounded foul, still two balls, two strikes. Valaika at third, Larson at first with one out at the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 coming. Swung on and lined up the middle, but fielded on a short hop by Fitzgerald. He goes to Wilson for one, on to first for two, and McCoy has hit the ball hard three times today and has nothing to show for it. In fact, that's the second double play he's hit into, and it wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. Two runs in the inning on three hits. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. We go to the eighth. It's Sacramento 6, Tacoma 3.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at LightDentalStudios.com.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 3. Leon Hunter in his first, well, it's his season debut in his first game for Tacoma this year. Pitched a scoreless seventh. He'll face their 3, 4, and 5 hitters here in the eighth. David Villar, Jacob Nottingham, and Shane Matheny. Pitch to Villar is taken up high for a ball. VR's 0 for 4 today. Had three hits, including a homer here last night. Pitch from Hunter is a fastball called a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch. Fireworks night, and then Saturday will start at 6:05. So here's a swing and a miss. And Sunday's game, the day game at 1:35. That is the final game of the 12-game homestand Sunday. The Rainiers hit the road afterwards, but the Rainiers are only going out of town for a week this time. So now the pitch to Valle is swing and a miss to VR, and that's strike three. Hunter fans him, and one man is gone. Now Nottingham will be the batter. Check to see if that was Hunter's first Triple-A strikeout, but no, he did get a strikeout during his one appearance for the Red Ears in 2021. Throws a breaking ball in there for a strike to Nottingham. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. Down low for a ball. 1-1. Now a swing and a miss, strike two. Nottingham with a big cut at that one. Mariners off tonight. They traveled to Texas and faced the Rangers in a three-game series starting tomorrow night. Now the pitch is down low. Two balls, two strikes. This one is outside. Full count, 3-2. 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Leon Hunter. Here comes his payoff. And it's swung on and roped to left field. Deep down the line, headed towards the corner. It is gone. A solo shot for Nottingham to the left field corner. His fourth hit of this game. And it is now Sacramento 7, Tacoma 3. Nottingham with a homer against the team that he played for just last week. He was with the Red Ears at the start of this homestand. So that's his first homer as a River Cat, his fifth homer of the season, because he had four for Tacoma. His pitch to Matheny misses for a ball. Next pitch from Hunter is breaking ball called a strike. One. Outside, two balls, one strike. Now fastball high. 3-1. And there's ball four outside, and it's a one-out walk to Matheny. And now Clint Coulter will be the batter. Mariners road trip starts in Texas tomorrow. It's a road trip with a lot of time off. The Mariners were off today. They have the three in Texas, then they're off on Monday. They'll spend that off day in San Diego. They have two games against the Padres after that. And then they're going to stay in Southern California and play the Angels, but there's an off day on Thursday of next week. They have 2 days off next week. How do they get that cushy schedule in the big leagues? They have 3 days off in a span of 8 days. Here's the pitch to Coulter. And it's a fastball for a called strike, 0-1. Now Hunter with his next delivery, and it swung on, grounded up the middle and threw into center field. That's going to be a base hit. Going to second and stopping there is Matheny. Coulter has his second hit of this game. He's 2-for-5, and there are two on with one out at the top of the eighth inning for Ford Proctor. A lot of teams were off in the big leagues today, only 7 major league games. There was one American League West battle. The Astros beat the Angels today 5-2. That series being played in Houston. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Proctor. Alex Bregman and Jose Abreu each drove in a couple of runs for the Astros today. Houston's 10 games over at 33-23. Here's a swing and a miss by Proctor. The Angels are still over 500 at 30-28. Texas, though, still holding first in the West. Sears went outside now to Proctor, 1-2. So the Rangers are 35-20. That's who the Mariners face tomorrow. Seattle is 6.5 games behind the Rangers and tied with the Angels in third place. 1-2 pitch fouled back. The Astros are in second. They're 2.5 back. One, two coming. Swung on and fouled out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. We'll see if the Mariners can slow down the Rangers offense. Texas leads the majors in runs scored. So here's a pitch outside for a ball. They're averaging about 6.5 runs scored per game. Two-two pitch, swung on and tapped foul. Long battle here between Ford Proctor and Leon Hunter with two on and one out at the top of the eighth inning. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back again. Still 2-2. So 2-2 the count to Proctor. And once again, Leon Hunter is set with his pitch. And it swung on and hit to the right side, fielded on one hop by Hummel. He goes to the shortstop covering second for the force out there. That's all they'll get, but it is the second out of the inning. Matheny advances to third. Proctor reaches on a fielder's choice. Coulter forced out at second, 3-6 on the play. So runners at the quarters with two down for Will Wilson. Wilson's 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. And Hunter is ready. Here's his pitch. And it's outside for a ball, 1-0. In the AL Central, first place Minnesota beat Cleveland today 7-6. Dramatic win for them in the late innings. 1-0-2. Wilson is popped up in the air to right field. Coming in is Deloach. He's under it, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out at the top of the eighth inning. One run for the Rivercats on the Nottingham homer. There were two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Sacramento 7, Tacoma 3.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at PropelInsurance.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Sacramento 7, Tacoma 3. Top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. New pitcher in there for Sacramento. Left-hander Chris Wright takes over. His 12th appearance, no record of 5.14 ERA. Ton of strikeouts, 24 strikeouts in 14 innings this year for Wright. Moore stands in, and the pitch is down and in for ball one. Moore's 0 for 2 with a walk so far. The 1-0 is swung on and bounced foul, and counts even now, 1-1. Right here's have been out hit 16-6 in this game, yet very much in it, trailing by 4 here in the bottom of the 8th. They've been comeback kids lately. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball. Now the next offering. Is swung on, grounded to short, and that's fielded by Tyler Fitzgerald, and he throws out Moore at first base, and one man's gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Moore bounces out to the shortstop, and now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Marlowe 0 for 3 in this one. Hitless in this series against Sacramento. He's due. Pitch from the lefty is a fastball call to strike. Oh, one pitch is outside for a ball. The 1-1, breaking ball outside. Two balls, one strike. Now a swing and a miss there, strike two. Steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Two, two coming. Swung on and fouled back. Still two and two to Marlowe. Two-two pitch, breaking ball called, strike three. Marlowe goes down looking, and two men are out in the eighth. So Cooper Hummel will be next. We've talked about how Hummel grew up in the Portland area and grew up a Mariners fan. And he is a former member of the Reno Aces. another former Reno ace who presumably grew up a Mariners fan. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Hummel. Is Corbin Carroll, the rookie for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He had a moment today, his first major league walk-off hit, a two-out, two-run single in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Rockies 5-4 today for Corbin Carroll. His next pitch is outside to Hummel. Arizona tied the Dodgers for first place in the National League West. 1-1 pitch, swing, and a miss at a bender. 1-2 now. Now another breaking ball and a swing and a strike three. That is it for Hummel and the Rainiers here in the eighth. Couple of strikeouts for Chris Wright. Rainiers go in order. We go to the ninth. It's Sacramento 7, Tacoma 3.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the ninth. It is Sacramento 7, Tacoma 3. And new pitcher for the Red Ears, Ryder Ryan, is in from the bullpen. He's in relief of Leon Hunter, who did a nice job in his season debut. Hunter went to two innings, allowed four hits, one run, walked one, struck out one. So Michael Gigliotti will be the hitter here against Ryder Ryan, who is 2-2 with a 4.86 ERA in 15 appearances this season. His last appearance, he was the starter in the bullpen game on Tuesday, went one inning and allowed one run in that game. His pitch to Gigliotti is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next delivery is swung on, chopped to the right side. A two-hopper that Dylan Moore handles at second base, and he throws out Gigliotti, and one man is gone at the top of the ninth. Well, here comes Matos, who's 4-for-5 in this game with two singles, a double, a homer, and four runs batted in. Ryan set. And his pitch to Matos is a fastball called a strike. Matos 10-for-15 in this series. Now the 0-1. Swung on, bounced towards short. This might be an out. It's fielded by McCoy. Throw to first. Yeah, they got him. Matos can make it out. He bounces out to Mason McCoy, and two men are gone to the ninth. So Ryan gets a couple of ground balls in the infield here for two quick outs, and now he'll work on Tyler Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is 1-for-5 with a single and a run scored. Right-hand hitter, he got his hit back in the first, scored the first run of this game. And he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-1. One pitch coming. Swung on and fouled off, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, two outs, no one on. Rainier's looking for a goose egg up here in the top of the ninth on the line score and see if they've got the comeback in them again in the bottom of the ninth. The 1-2 is outside. Two balls, two strikes. It's going to be O'Keefe, Deloach, and Engel who are due up for the Rainiers in the bottom of the ninth. Two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Ryan got him, a clean three up, three down, top of the ninth inning. And that does it for the Rivercats. We are going to the bottom of the ninth here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Sacramento 7, Tacoma 3.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Everybody, oh yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool,
yeah, one more time,
is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers trailing Sacramento 7-3. New pitcher for the Rivercats. They bring in left-hander Eric Miller, who in 10 appearances has no record and a 2.77 ERA with a pair of saves. And he has struck out 15 in 13 innings and allowed only 8 hits. Brian O'Keefe will lead things off. Rainiers need to start things off by getting some base runners. O'Keefe's 2-for-3 today, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball. O'Keefe doubled to drive in a run in the fourth, singled, and scored in the seventh. 1-0 pitch from Miller is swung on, and that's hit in the air towards the left of center field, and Matheny ranges over and makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the ninth inning. O'Keefe flies out to center. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer in the seventh. Miller, the lefty, with his pitch, and it's a fastball high, ball one. 95-mile-per-hour heater from Eric Miller. And his next pitch is in there for a strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Miller was in the Phillies organization last year, AAA Lehigh Valley. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So one ball, two strikes to DeLoach. And Miller's pitch is a called strike three with a breaking ball, and DeLoach has struck out, and the Rainiers are down to their last out. Now back, two down in the ninth, and Adam Engel coming to the plate. Engel's 1-for-3 with a single, and he takes a breaking ball over for a strike. Oh, and one the count. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One and one now. And the pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time, says the first base umpire on appeal. So two balls, one strike, the count to Engel. Pat Valleca is on deck, hoping to get a chance to bat tonight. 2-1 pitch to Engel is swung on, and that's hit in the air to center field. Matheny back, and he makes the catch for the final out of the ballgame. Sacramento takes it 7-3. No comeback bid for the Red Ears tonight as they go in order in the bottom of the ninth inning. 16 hits for the Rivercats in this one. 7 runs on the board. And Sacramento now leads this series 2-1. The Red Ears will try to even it up tomorrow. First pitch tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m. Rivercats win it 7-3. The final. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show coming up next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Sacramento takes this one 7-3, the final score. And the Rivercats now lead this series 2-1. In each game, the Rivercats have scored first, and they did it in the first inning today against the Red Ears starter Connor Wade when Tyler Fitzgerald singled with one out, stole second base after there were two outs. That was big. It led to a run because then Jacob Nottingham singled to right field, scoring Fitzgerald from second, and it was 1-0 in the first inning. In the second inning, the Rivercats got back-to-back singles from Ford Proctor and Will Wilson, and they were aboard with two outs when the 21-year-old kid Luis Matos ripped a double to the gap at left center, and it brought in two runs, and Sacramento was up 3-0 in the second. Stayed that way for a while. The Red Deers had just one hit through the first three innings against the Rivercats starter Drew Strotman. But in the fourth, Tacoma got on the board. Hummel drew a walk, and Brian O'Keefe doubled to left center, scoring Hummel from first base. That made it 3-1. But in the fifth, Sacramento tacked on a run with three singles to load the bases with one out and a sack fly from Proctor that made it 4-1. And then in the sixth, against reliever Blake Wyman, a leadoff walk put Michael Gugliotti on base, and it brought up Luis Matos, and we got to witness his first Triple-A home run, a liner to right field, and that made it 6-1. Matos went 4-for-6 in this game with four runs batted in. He has 10 hits in the first three games of this series. He appears to be a prospect who can really hit. Well, the Red Deers didn't go away in the late innings as they did get a two-run homer from Zach DeLoach in the seventh. That came after O'Keefe singled. DeLoach, an opposite field homer against a left-handed pitcher. And that made it 6-3, gave us some hope for the possible late-inning comeback today. But Sacramento added a run in the eighth inning, an insurance run, when Jacob Nottingham homered against his former teammates, pulling one to left field. He had a big game. He was 4-for-5 with a homer and two runs batted in. That solo shot in the eighth made it 7-3. That would be our final score. The Red Deers did not get a base runner in the eighth or ninth innings against relievers Chris Wright and Eric Miller. And Sacramento takes it by the final score of 7-3. Final totals in this one. Sacramento scores 7 runs on 16 hits, no errors. They left 13 on base. Tacoma, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, and left 3 on base. Winning pitcher is Strotman. He is 2-5. The loss goes to Wade. He's 0-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 38 minutes, and the attendance, 4,868. Sacramento with a win improves to 25-29 on the year, and the Red Deers fall to 26-28. These teams meet again tomorrow night for Friday Night Fireworks Night here at Cheney Stadium. First pitch, 7:05 p.m. The Red Deers starting pitcher still to be announced. Sacramento is going with the Giants' top pitching prospect, 21-year-old Southpaw Kyle Harrison. That's tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. Rivercats win it 7-3. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Right here's dropped this one to the Rivercats 7-3. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard, which does not involve the Mariners because they were off today. They're back in action tomorrow night at Texas against the first-place Rangers. Houston beat the Angels 5-2 in Houston as Alex Bregman and Jose Abreu each drove in two runs. And one other American League game, the Twins walk off the Cleveland Guardians 7-6. Rookie Royce Lewis hit a game-tying two-run homer in the eighth inning, and then Willie Castro hit a sac fly to win it in the ninth. In interleague games, Toronto tops Milwaukee 3-1. Kevin Gausman struck out 11 over 6 2/3 scoreless innings for the Jays. And Boston and Cincinnati were tied 2-2 going to the bottom of the eighth inning, and then the Red Sox blew the doors down with six runs, and they beat the Reds 8-2. And in National League play, Max Scherzer was dealing today, and the Mets beat the Phillies 4-2. Mark Canna hit a two-run homer for the Mets. San Diego blasted the Marlins 10-1 in Miami. Fernando Tatis Jr. with three doubles and four runs batted in to support Joe Musgrove. And Arizona with a 5-4 win in the bottom of the ninth over the Rockies. They were down 4-3. They had a couple of men on, and Corbin Carroll, their rookie outfielder, hit a two-out, two-run single to win the game. Arizona's tied with the Dodgers in first place in the NL West. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. We'll be back with more on the Rainiers postgame show right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Right here is a drop this one to Sacramento, 7-3, the final score. A lot of comebacks on this homestand, talked about it a little bit during the game, but the Red Ears have been a comeback team throughout this long homestand, but they didn't have one in them today. Kind of felt like it in the seventh when Deloach hit the two-run homer to make it 6-3, and then they got the tying run to the plate with runners at the quarters for McCoy with one out. And McCoy hit a ball sharply, but it was turned into a double play by the shortstop Fitzgerald, and it ended that rally. And the Red Ears did not come back in the eighth and ninth, and Sacramento even had an insurance round, and they end up winning it 7-3. Let's check out the PCL scoreboard. The battle for first place, top two teams facing one another, although there's quite a difference between the two of them. Oklahoma City beat Reno 7-5 today, giving the Dodgers an eight-game lead over second-place Reno. Oklahoma City turned a triple play in that game. Round Rock defeats Sugar Land 8-4, the final from Round Rock, Texas. Salt Lake was a 7-6 winner in 10 innings over Albuquerque. And El Paso hung another dozen runs on the scoreboard and beat Vegas 12-2 at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, we'll be back at it again tomorrow, 7.05 p.m. Friday night fireworks here at Cheney Stadium. Bring the family. They'll be right after the game. The right here starting pitcher is our old buddy TBD, to be determined. We don't know. Sacramento is starting 21-year-old lefty Kyle Harrison, San Francisco's top pitching prospect. That is tomorrow night at 7:05. Harrison 0-2, but with a 3.67 ERA. They're very careful with him. He has low pitch counts, so probably only pitch three or four innings. So don't miss the start of the game if you want to see one of the top pitching prospects on the hill here at Cheney Stadium, albeit for the visitors for Sacramento. Well, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score tonight, Sacramento RiverCats 7, Tacoma Rainiers 3. Have a great rest of your night.